Mets and Pirates. What kind of a game would Andrew McCutchen have? Well, we'll soon find out. Let's take you to the bottom of the second. McCutchen at the plate.
It's only going to get worse, not better, with that contract running out and his performance down. The 2-0, though, is ripped to deep left center. Granderson going back, and that ball is gone. Into the Pirates' bullpen in deep left center field. McCutchen's seventh home run of the year, and that ties the game 2-2. So Andrew McCutchen, who is fourth on the Pirates' all-time home run list, hits his 182nd, trailing Willie Stargell, Ralph Kiner, and Roberto Clemente among Pirates' all-time home run hitters, with Stargell the leader at 475. But McCutchen has come to life, and the Pirates have tied the game 2-2. Here's the payoff pitch on the way to Duda. Swing and a drive, deep right center. This one is launched. It might get wet, and splashdown. Home run for Lucas Duda, hitting it beyond the right center field wall. And if it didn't actually hit the water, it came awfully close. But in any event, a tape measure shot for Duda, his sixth home run of the year. And the Mets have opened up a 4-2 lead. 1-0 pitch, swing and a hard hit, grounded towards third, past the diving Reyes, and down the left field line. In to score is Bell, McCutchen going to second as Conforto plays it into Cabrera. Andrew McCutchen pumping his fist at second with an RBI double, and that double play that the Mets didn't turn really hurts now. It is 4-3 New York, and the tying run is at second with two out. And Gopay at third. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a looper over third. It's going to fall in for a base hit, and the Pirates have tied the game. And Gopay scores from third. Jaso holds at first. He's got an RBI single. Zach Wheeler cannot get the win. It's the Mets 4, the Pirates 4, as Addison Reed has blown his second save opportunity this year.
Well, the 3-2. Swing and a shot towards right field. Jay Bruce in pursuit of it. He can't get it. It's by him. It's on the warning track, and the ball game's over. John Jaso wins out. He's being mobbed right past first base. Bruce lunging. I don't even know if a dive would have done anything. That ball was going to get by him, it appeared. Fireworks are shot off. Edgen trudges off the mound, and the Pirates have come from behind to win it. The final in 10. Is 5-4.
Pirates win this one in dramatic fashion, 5-4. Zach Wheeler goes 6 innings, allowing 3 runs on 7 hits. Gerrit Cole allows 4 runs on 10 hits through 5. Each pitcher would get the no decision. The two teams will wrap up the series on Sunday. Matt Harvey takes the mound for the Mets. He'll face the Pirates' Tyler Glasnow.